Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, we still didn't find out what the fuck's going on with this fucking genocide. And then everybody was fasting and they gotta spread words and she's gonna like go sacrifice herself maybe to tell the king.
Okay, well, your explanation is like really out of hand here. let me take it back a minute, okay?
All right.
Okay, so what happened was Mordecai's like, help, help.
Right.
And Esther's like, what you want me to do? I'm just a queen concubine fucking person. I can't do anything about it. And Mordecai's like, you could choose to stand up for your people. And if you die, you die. But even if you don't, you're probably going to die anyway. Because let me clue you in. You're Jewish. And
right.
Even if you weren't Jewish, did you see what happened to the previous queen?
Yeah.
Then, so Esther's like, you know what? You're right. Okay. If I perish, I perish. I'm going to stand up. Let's all pray for 3 days, do our fasting thing, get right with God, and then let the chips fall where they may.
Isn't that what I said? That's what happened.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
All right. Well, anyway, that was Esther chapter 4.
Sure as fuck was.
And today, hopefully we find out in
Esther chapter 5. Let's go. Okay, Esther, chapter 5.
Okay.
I'm so excited to find out. Like, are they going to tell us a thing? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, on the third day, remember they were going to fast for 3 days.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So on the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace.
Oh, damn.
In front of the king's
hall.
Here
we go. Here we go.
It's on, you guys.
Right?
She did not have the golden scepter. She was not chosen. And she's going to speak anyways.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so nervous for her.
Right?
The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand.
Oh,
nice.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That worked out well.
It's good that she sucks a mean dick.
I guess.
That's coming back to play here.
Right? She's lucking out here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Just the tip. Just the tip.
Is that what they call it?
Just the tip.
Yeah.
Let me put just the tip. Yeah. Then the king asked, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given you."
Oh, damn.
Oh, put yourself on that, kingy.
Right?
Oh, damn. "If it pleases the king," replied Esther, "let the king, together with Haman, come today to a banquet I have prepared for him."
Okay.
"Bring Haman at once," the king said. "We about to get a dick sucked. Woo-hoo! So that we may do what Esther asks." So the king and Haman went to the banquet Esther had prepared. As they were drinking wine, the king again asked Esther, "Now what is your petition? It will be given you. And what is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted."
Wow.
She...
Why don't you just ask for half the kingdom?
Right? And could the half that I have...
We're going to move all the Israelites into that section. Yeah.
Esther replied, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
"My petition and my request is this. If the king regards me with favor, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet. I will prepare for them."
The fuck?
"Then I will answer the king's question."
Why are we putting this off so long?
I don't know. It's making me nervous.
This is weird.
It's making me nervous.
Okay. It feels like she's just like procrastinating here.
Right? Like,
she's like, I don't know if I want to ask this.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, Haman went out that day very happy and in high spirits. Mm. Oh, he got it good. Mm. Yeah, he got to fuck the queen.
I don't think that happened.
I think that happened.
You think so?
"But when he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, he was filled with rage against Mordecai."
Man, yeah.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Yep.
"Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home."
Okay.
"Calling together his friends and Zeresh, his wife, Haman boasted to them about his vast wealth, his many sons, and all the ways the king had honored him, and how he had elevated him above the other nobles and officials."
Mm, yep.
"And that's not all," Haman added. "I'm the only person Queen Esther invited to accompany the king to the banquet she gave, and she has invited me along with the king tomorrow."
Yeah, he's feeling awfully special right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
"But all this gives me no satisfaction as long as I see that Jew Mordecai sitting at the king's gate."
Mm.
Oof.
Yeah. We got to kill them all because of that one guy.
Yeah. "Well, his wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him, 'Have a pole set up reaching to a height of 50 cubits and ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai impaled on it.'"
Oh my God.
That seems fun. Jesus. "Then go with the king to the banquet and enjoy yourself."
Oh, they're going to kill him before the banquet?
This sounds so fun.
Oh, shit.
"I love a good impaling."
Man.
"This suggestion delighted Haman and he had the pole set up." The end.
God damn it. We're even more. We still don't know what the fuck's going on.
What is happening?
This is ridiculous.
Queen
just
Esther.
Just keep us stringing us along here.
Get your shit together, Queen Esther.
You're going to get your fucking stepdaddy guy fucking killed here.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Now we have an impaling and genocide hanging in the balance.
Uh-huh.
The fuck?
Hanging in the balance. And just the tip.
Right, yeah.
Just the tip.
Yep. Right. All right, well, that was, this was a really short episode. I don't know what else to say, though. Like... We're still waiting for the fucking answer.
I know. I'm waiting for the fall. What is happening?
I looked over at the time. I'm like, man, we haven't even hit 5 minutes yet.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
No, it is what it is. It's a short episode. I mean.
I tried to make it as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it was pretty dramatic. Like I said, we now have a fucking impaling and you know,
a genocide
hanging out there. So
yeah.
whatever, the queen went and talked, and now we're going to find out maybe next time.
Well, she hasn't done her ask yet, and that makes me nervous.
Right, yeah. I guess stay tuned, guys. We'll find out next time. But that was Esther Chapter 5.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we'll be back with
Esther Chapter 6.
All right, hang in there. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.